Everybody, welcome to the Macho Talks podcast, the podcast where I sit down with a guest and we just have a conversation about life, delving into different topics and getting to know a guest that's positively impacting the world. My name is Andro. Some people call me Macho Man Andro. I am 17 years old and I've been interviewing celebrities since I was 10 years old. My first TV interview was actually with the late, great Chris Burrows on the KTLA 5 Weekend Morning News in 2011. I am very excited and very honored to have you guys listening to today's podcast. My guest is incredible. She is a model. She is an actress. She is a pageant queen, winning the titles of Miss Hollywood and Miss Mission Hills 2018. She is a friend and she is a mentor. My guest today is the one and the only Ariana Lewis. So, I am very, very honored and very, very privileged to have this person as my guest today. I would like to consider them a friend, but also a mentor. I am very honored to have Ariana Lewis with us today. How are you?
I'm doing so great. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast.
No. Thank you for coming in. I really appreciate it. So let's get into this. Mm-hmm. So what was life like growing up for you?
I'm glad that you asked. I grew up with divorced parents. Mm-hmm. I'm the oldest of three.
Okay.
I come from a huge Mexican family on my mother's side. She's the oldest of nine, mm-hmm. and then I'm the oldest of three. And in total, we have 16 grandkids.
Okay.
I'm the oldest granddaughter on both sides of the family. So growing up, as any family, you have problems and mm-hmm. issues.
Yeah.
But as I've gotten older through my life experience, I've never really consider myself a victim. Mm-hmm. Maybe when I was younger and I sought therapy with my brother and my sister, but having found my passion at 18, mm-hmm. which was acting,
that's awesome.
It's really kind of put things into perspective. Mm-hmm. And now pursuing acting, modeling, and pageants, mm-hmm. I really just live my life to the fullest. And uh-huh. my goal and my aspiration is to really inspire people to not be a victim.
I love it. Thank you. That's actually so cool.
Thank you.
You talked about acting, finding your love for acting at 18.
Mm-hmm.
Were you, as a kid, was that something you were interested in? Or were you shy? Were you outgoing?
Growing up, everybody, just like everybody else, uh-huh. I watched Disney Channel, Nickelodeon, yeah. Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, Hannah Montana. I was really into those shows mm-hmm. just because they were funny, and when you would go to school, everybody would talk about it.
Yeah, exactly.
I always thought the image of being on TV and being famous and rich was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing my background with my family, kind of having explained growing up in a big family and having divorced parents, they were workaholics. There was no time to pursue acting. So I was kind of like a realistic child, and I just told myself that that was a dream and I could never achieve it.
Mm-hmm.
But then after graduating high school and going through all the things that I went through with high school, I was in modeling, had just kind of mm-hmm. tapped into that a little bit, but I didn't look at modeling as something that I would do long term. Mm-hmm. It was just something that me and my friends would do in high school. But then when I took my first acting class, having not finished college,
mm-hmm.
I just fell in love with it. And it wasn't something that like, oh, I want to be on TV. Like, it was just loving myself mm-hmm. as a person and understanding myself at such a young age at mm-hmm. 18 that I enjoyed class. I enjoyed coming to class and preparing. And now watching all the amazing shows that we watch now, especially mm-hmm. on Netflix and everything else on TV, it's really inspired me to look at characters and see where I can resemble myself mm-hmm. or see the similarities and where I see myself on certain shows and stuff like that.
So you talked about, you know, watching and then going after it. Mm-hmm. Was that the same thing for modeling too?
Modeling, so funny. So my senior year of high school, mm-hmm. I posted a bunch of selfies on mm-hmm. my Facebook page. Yeah. And my grandpa Jimmy, he would always repost them. He was just a supportive grandpa. Uh-huh. My grandparents live in Vegas, my dad's parents. He would always support me and repost my photos. And he had a friend named Cindy Mercado.
Okay.
And at the time, she was an agent for BBA. Didn't really know anything about agencies or anything mm-hmm. like that. So she contacts my grandpa. She's like, Jimmy, your granddaughter's so beautiful. Like, she should be a model. Yeah. So he just tells me, he's like, hey, Miha, like, Cindy Mercado's an agent. She thinks you should be a model. Why don't you meet with her? Mm-hmm. Prior to meeting with her, I did a couple photo shoots with some friends that I had in high school. There was this one brand, I don't know if you remember, or I'm a little bit older than you, but like around like 2013, 2014, t-shirt companies were like a big thing in the valley. Like everybody
was making t-shirts.
Everybody was making t-shirts and starting their own brands and being little entrepreneurs.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, so I had a friend that went to Granada High School, and him and his friends started this company called Native Classics. Mm-hmm. So we just went to Topanga Mall and an empty parking lot, and we did like a little photo shoot. Yeah. And it's so funny, I kind of came across the little montage video that we did. Mm-hmm. And now fast forwarding to like 2017, 18, 19, everybody has little Instagram video clips.
Do you like looking at those old pictures and stuff like that?
Oh, I reminisce all the time.
I hate looking at all my past work and everything. Like I can't sit through an interview, like my first interview with KTLA, I was like 10. Yeah. I cannot sit through it. I hate it. Whenever it comes on, I'm like, I'm like, why? Like, what was it?
It's you do feel cringy when you look at yourself and you're like, oh my gosh, why? But there's a certain part of you that has to know that's not who you are anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you have to take appreciation for following your dreams like yourself at such a young age. Mm-hmm. And even though you cringe and you're like, oh, that was so embarrassing, a part of you when you're older, I think, will appreciate that. Yeah.
Would you tell people in high school or in school that you wanted to be famous?
No, I've kind of always kept it to myself, but I'm a Sagittarius and we're just so outgoing and talkative. I was friends with everybody in high school from freshmen to seniors.
Same.
And I had a good friend group. Mm-hmm. But I would just talk to everybody.
I feel like when I would tell people, though, a lot of them wouldn't, like, they'd look at me and they'd be like, are you sure? Mm-hmm. Like, this is something you want to pursue. Did you ever encounter people like that in high school?
I didn't really know what I wanted to do in high school, to be honest. So I don't really have an answer for that because everything kind of fell into my lap after high school. Mm-hmm. But after high school, I had deleted my account on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So I kind of basically started fresh. I just was just trying to find myself, and having done that, I've obviously have friends from high school that still follow me.
Yeah.
But I'm just the type of person that if we cross paths again, great. But I just follow people that motivate me and inspire me. And as you know, I'm constantly posting a lot of positive posts and positivity.
Your Instagram, by the way, is your story.
Yeah.
Is the most inspirational story every single day.
Thank you.
Like, I'll find something new every single day, like, looking at your stories, and I'll read it, and I'll be like, and that'll stick with me for the whole day.
I really appreciate you saying that because I just come across things in my life, what I'm doing, what book I'm reading, or the apps that send me little nuggets of just positivity. And I share it because, as we all know, we are the most person that watches our story.
Yeah.
So I check my story like 5 to 20 times a day. So I post it for myself, but you know, for people like you that watch my story and you can find inspiration in that for your day or whatever you're going through.
Yeah.
I love hearing stuff like that.
It's so cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, of course. So 17, that was a big year for you.
You
were 17, you started acting, modeling.
Yeah.
But then when you turned 18, you started with pageants.
I did.
So what was that like going into it at first?
I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know where I was going with my life. I was in this acting studio in Santa Monica. It was a two-year program. So that's how I kind of made the transition from college to acting.
Okay.
Because it was a two-year program and it was very structured. And as an 18-year-old or any young individual, I think having structure at such a young age is so important. And I didn't really have that in my household and just not going to college. So having the conversation with my parents saying, like, I don't want to pursue college education.
I feel that.
I want to take this route of taking this acting class because my agent, Cindy Mercado at the time, was sending me to a lot of auditions, but I was always booking a veil, which is basically you and three other people, and the casting director just has to choose one.
Exactly.
So that was really exciting because these casting directors, you know, liked me up into a certain point. So Cindy was like, take this acting class and just maybe you need to just loosen up a little bit in the audition room. So having been in the acting studio, I came across this Facebook message from Toy Productions, which is now called Crown with a Purpose. Just sent me a message saying, hello, beautiful. We would love to have you for a pageant. And it literally said no pageant experience needed.
Yeah.
I looked at that and I had never done a pageant. And I just saw an opportunity to do something different.
Yeah.
And being in that acting studio, I was like, if I were to ever go out for a pageant girl role, like Miss Congeniality with Sandra Bullock, I can say I have I've experienced that. I know what it takes to be a pageant girl. So that was my mentality going into it. Mm-hmm. Fast forward 3.5 years later, I'm competing for Miss California for my third time next month.
I'm excited.
I'm so excited.
Are you nervous?
You know, it's not that I'm nervous, because I've done so much preparation from my first year to my second year and now going into my third year, that it's kind of scary, like, how great and good I feel going into it. Is that weird?
I don't think it's weird. I think it's because you've experienced it, so you know, like, what's going on.
What to expect. Yeah.
I'm excited for you, though. I'll be there.
You're coming?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Thank you.
I'm excited for you.
That means a lot.
No, seriously. But 3 years later, what are some misconceptions that you found about pageantry, like, going into it? Because I feel like there's some people that are, like, looking at it, and they're like, oh, I can do that. They probably could, but what are some misconceptions that you know, realized throughout the way that was like, oh.
So I'm really glad that you brought that up, because going into my first preliminary pageant for the Miss Ventura, Miss Santa Barbara County pageant, I won. And I didn't even know what I was doing. I wore my prom dress from high school. I just grabbed a bikini from my drawer. I was winging the whole thing, literally. Even in my interview, they had asked me, who's your favorite Miss Universe?
Yeah.
I was myself. You just don't know any better. Mm-hmm. So I said, honestly, I have no idea. I'm super new to pageantry, but something about myself is that I love to learn. So I'm really excited to like learn this whole pageant journey. And that was so true for me at that time. But the lot of misconceptions that people have, it was really just ignorance. What you don't know, you don't know. And that's totally okay. Going into it, I really just wanted to find a new confidence in myself and kind of figure out who I am. And pageants has really done that for me. It's really brought me a sisterhood. You know, in college, you have your sororities and your friend groups. But during my first pageant and competing at Miss California, I really was finding who I was as an actress, as a young individual, as the oldest sister of three, that I really realized my voice is really important.
Yeah.
And I have purpose for my life. And I think a lot of individuals struggle with that because they're like, I don't know if I should go to school. I don't know if I should do this. Like, they have too many options. But what you really have to just bring it back to is, what do you like and what don't you like?
Yeah.
And it's okay not to be liked by everybody. And just having those conversations and those affirmations with yourself, I think, is really important on a daily basis.
I think that was a big struggle with me, like, coming up, and I started when I was 10.
Yeah.
So I've been in this for 7 years. I would always try to be liked by every single person I would come across.
Yeah.
Like high school, freshman year, sophomore year, I tried being liked by every single person.
People pleaser.
Yeah. But I think as I've grown older and the more experience I have with this industry, you really realize, you know, like, you don't care anymore, and it's whatever. So that's what I realized, and that's what I learned, that I just don't care anymore. If it makes me happy, it makes me happy, and that's what I'm going to pursue. But if not, then I don't care.
A quote I love is, what you think of me is none of my business. And that is so true.
Yeah. It's like this person that she helped, like, bring me up in this industry. Like, I would always go to her. I don't know. I don't want to mention her name because I don't know if she wants me to.
Yeah.
But she's in the public eye. So she always tells me, she's like, if somebody has an issue with me, that's their problem, not mine. I don't have any issues with anybody. If they have an issue with me, that's their thing. And that's something I always, like, repeat in my mind, too. It's like,
and it's important to repeat that to yourself.
Yeah.
Especially on your bad days.
Exactly.
And something for me, who is always, I'm always trying to be that positive light and motivate people and inspire them, because I see people's potential.
Yeah.
Just like my mentors have seen my potential.
Your potential.
And it's really just loving yourself every single day mm-hmm. and being on this journey and this path to self-discovery and self-love and just knowing who you are.
Yeah.
And the more that you can tap into that internally, it's the best thing mm-hmm. that you could do for your future.
Yeah.
Something that I came across too, it said it's not about hard work, it's about inner work. And that just spoke to me so much because as the years have progressed and I've been an artist and I've been pursuing pageants in the spotlight with modeling, you have to do a lot of inner work
yeah.
to love yourself and be okay with yourself mm-hmm. and not let people come into your life and try to change you. Because the moment that you allow people to change you, mm-hmm. you're not grounded, you're not rooted.
Right.
So
what was it like winning Miss Mission Hills and Miss Hollywood?
So the 2 years that I've competed for Miss California, mm-hmm. there was different directors yeah. and they allowed preliminary pageants as Miss Santa Barbara County, Miss Century City, mm-hmm. my two titles prior to the state pageant. This year, there's a new director. They are not allowing preliminary pageants. So right now, I hold the Miss Hollywood 2018 title mm-hmm. with Crown with a Purpose.
Okay.
I received my Mission Hills title with no preliminary, unfortunately. So I just had to pay a fee to represent my hometown.
That's still pretty cool.
It's still pretty cool. It is. I'm trying to see the positive light in it. Uh-huh. Just because having done the preliminary pageant to the state pageant, mm-hmm. you've earned that title, you're at the state pageant, and you kind of have that under your belt. Mm-hmm. But change is good, so yeah. I'm being optimistic and open mm-hmm. to it.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like driving around your hometown and you being Miss Mission Hills.
Absolutely.
How does that feel?
It feels really great because I've genuinely lived in Mission Hills my entire life. When mm-hmm. my parents divorced, we had a house in Santa Clarita. I moved in with my mom and her parents, mm-hmm. who have been in Mission Hills for years.
Yeah.
Now my dad bought a house 5 minutes down the street from my grandma's in Mission Hills.
That's good.
So it's kind of funny how everything becomes full circle mm-hmm. and just so happy to be representing Mission Hills. Yeah. We both went to Bishop Allen,
right.
which is in Mission Hills. I have a lot of love for my city and my hometown, and in the hopes that I do become Miss California, I plan to do a lot for mm-hmm. the city because, yeah. As you know, homelessness is...
It is. It's a big issue.
One of the issues in our city, in our state, in our whole country, globally.
I think a lot of people that don't live in Los Angeles don't really realize how bad mm-hmm. this whole situation is in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
For them that are listening, mm-hmm. that are not in Los Angeles, how would you describe it?
It's just like any big city. Mm-hmm. Having done a little traveling with work this year, there's homelessness everywhere. Mm-hmm. So you would be ignorant to think that in a big city, it doesn't exist. It's all just the good and the glitz and the glam and everything mm-hmm. that you see in the movies. But really, it's people are suffering right now. And I volunteer with Skid Row Cleanup and We Feed the Hungry right in the heart of 4th Street mm-hmm. in downtown LA. And seeing these people and the environments that they live in these tents and the smell, it's really inhumane. Mm-hmm. So in the hopes that I wouldn't miss California, I really want to bring awareness to that because we need our communities to mm-hmm. come together
yeah.
and create massive change because this is an ongoing issue that shouldn't be an issue. It's just human to want people to live yeah. under a roof and to have certain nutritions every day of their lives. I just don't understand how it's gotten so bad.
Mm-hmm. So. I'm excited to see what you do when you win, because you will win. But I wanted to come back to a topic about confidence.
Sure.
So for people like me, yeah. let's say in high school, uh-huh. That aren't confident, that are scared.
You're so confident.
But like for people, let's say, that aren't in high school, okay. because there's a lot of people that are scared, like, oh, I'm scared to go talk to that girl and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. How did you find your confidence?
It's a really good question. Just through life experience. Mm-hmm. As I've gotten older, I've really learned to just love myself and accept myself for who I am. Mm-hmm. Physically, mentally, and spiritually. If you really can tap in and try to remember who you are mm-hmm. and why you are the way you are, you will move mountains because mm-hmm. kind of going back to what we were talking about earlier, you never want to change who you are. Yes, you can have people that come into your life and motivate you and
right.
create positive change.
You want them to be good influences, not bad influences.
Correct, correct. Mm-hmm. If they're pushing you to be a better version of yourself, then yes, that's good. But confidence is not something that you're born with. It's mm-hmm. something that you're taught,
yeah.
and it's a practice. Of course I have my days when I wake up and I look at myself and I just think the worst.
Right.
I'm a girl. Mm-hmm. I have my insecurities. But it's that daily self-practice and self-love and listening to motivational videos on YouTube, listening to podcasts, reading a book, connecting with your girlfriends and your friends. It's really helped me
mm-hmm.
to just understand that knowledge is power.
It's comforting.
It's so comforting yeah. to know that there's other people that go through what I'm going through. And even the most confident people in the world have their bad days. Mm-hmm. So if you can just kind of have that mentality and understand that it's a process
mm-hmm.
and don't worry about the outcome in anything,
yeah.
as long as you just live every single day omnipresent, which is present all the time,
okay.
and just worry about right now, not what happened yesterday or 10 years ago, or not what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. That's anxiety. That is what
yeah.
alters your confidence. So just try to be present all the time and create a good tribe around you. Good mm-hmm. people, positive people,
yeah.
motivating people.
Small circle.
A small circle. And don't let your past, don't let what people say to you alter who mm-hmm. you are.
I think for me, something that's really important is mindset.
Yes.
I feel like with your mind, you can like change a whole situation so quickly. How important is mindset to you?
Mindset is so important
mm-hmm.
because especially with your family, things can get real hot.
Right.
Real quick.
I feel that.
And as I've gotten older, especially with my siblings, I try to just let the little things go.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. What's the bigger picture is that I want to be a role model to my brother and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And if we just focus on the little things, what she did yesterday, why she took my top, it's not going to help us in the future. Because mm-hmm. I not only want success for myself, I want success for my brother and my sister and my entire family.
Mm-hmm.
And I will do that.
Yeah.
But if you don't have the right mindset and know when to not feed into a negative problem, you can really live a different lifestyle at that
yeah.
point. Or getting into negative conversations and just simply having like the will to just not say anything and walk away.
I think realizing how important mindset is will really like mature you in a mm-hmm. sense. Because when I started trying to fix my mind type of thing, it really changed me
mm-hmm.
and it changed me for the better, and it made me more confident, and it made me more willing to go out and achieve more and
mm-hmm.
and to contact more people, that type of thing. So I'm really, really excited and happy about mindset.
That's really
that we're
good.
Talking about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's a mindset or like a quote that you live by?
The one that's coming up for me right now is "Be so good they can't ignore you."
Mm-hmm.
Gina Rodriguez. She's an incredible actress, and she has really, really done some amazing things in the mm-hmm. industry. And I think it's just that.
Mm-hmm.
Just be so good, but be your good.
Exactly.
That they can't ignore you. And uh-huh. and they don't want to change you because you're deeply rooted in who you are, and you're just so good at being you.
Yeah. Since the time that you started your career, so when you were 17,
mm-hmm.
have your goals changed in any way?
They have.
Uh-huh.
I have. In regards to not planning for 5 years or 10 years,
mm-hmm.
it's just this year.
Yeah.
What do I want to do this year? What can I realistically make things happen for myself? And just again, just being omnipresent,
yeah.
just worrying about right now. Meditation came into my life a little bit, maybe like 3-4 months ago. And I'm so excited to see at the end of this year how my mindset will change as well
mm-hmm.
because meditation really just calms you down.
It does.
And it really changes your mind and changes you as a person in a positive way to just take time to yourself
mm-hmm.
because people like us
yeah.
who want to make everybody happy and everybody proud, we really just have to find an hour, 20 minutes in your day to just not think about anything or just have one intention. What do I want right now? I want peace right now with myself.
My goal every day at night is to write at least something in my journal, my dream journal. So I have it right here in front of me.
Love it.
So trying to, like, sometimes I'll try to explain journaling to somebody, mm-hmm. like, let's say one of my friends, and they don't get it at all. Mm-hmm. They don't understand why you should do it. They don't see any, like, any good things to it.
They're just not aware.
Exactly. So why do you think it's important to write down your goals in a journal and work towards them?
I think you're going to like what I'm going to say right now.
Am I? I'm excited.
You need to watch The Secret.
I love it. I love it. That's that's a topic that I wanted to talk to you about.
That's what you need to tell your friends. It's a great segue. Yeah.
So the law of attraction, mm-hmm. something that I'm very interested in, mm-hmm. Just got into it. I watched this video. I was watching this motivational video of Oprah.
Okay.
And she talked about it. Mm-hmm. And then I was interested in it. I spent that whole night watching The Secret. Mm. And it just changed.
Yep.
Explain to the people what The Secret is.
The Secret is the law of attraction. Mm-hmm. And if you have a Netflix account, it's probably on YouTube too.
Yeah.
Watch it. It's hour amazing. 30 minutes and it'll literally change your life. Mm-hmm. And that's why you journal, because you need to be writing down what you want. Mm-hmm. You need to know that you are the creator of your life, and the thoughts that come to you, you can control them.
Yeah.
I mean, not every single thought that comes into your mind, but it's just letting the thought come and then just letting it go. Not overthinking, not over dwelling on it.
Yeah.
And again, bringing pen to paper. Sometimes I write things on my phone, on my notes, but just something about pen to paper, mm-hmm. you just feel so powerful. I put on my vision board for last year that I wanted to win the Miss Hollywood title.
And you did.
Did.
You know what's insane? It was one thing that really stuck with me from that video was like, they said that everything that you want is within you already, mm-hmm. meaning that $1 million that you want to make, mm-hmm. it's already here. Mm-hmm. It's just your mind that needs to achieve it and grasp it, mm-hmm. and manifest it, and then mm-hmm. it's all yours.
Mm-hmm. I love that word, manifestation.
I love manifestation. Mm-hmm. Do you listen to the I Am manifestations on YouTube?
I do, actually. I want to give a quick shout out to one of my good friends, Prina. Mm-hmm. She just launched her business called Magnetic Energy, and she has a collection of I Am affirmations.
Okay.
So you just get a whiteboard, mm-hmm. and with her collection, she has a tile that says I Am, and all these beautiful words. And you basically just put on your whiteboard, I am beautiful. I am confident. Whatever mm-hmm. magnets come with the collection.
Yeah.
And it's so good to see that every single day, because you want to be the creator of your everyday mm-hmm. life. You want to be all these amazing words. And with magnetic energy and mm-hmm. this whiteboard, you get to do that. Maybe you're not the best writer. Maybe you don't know how to be creative, but you can pick up a magnet and move it under I am and mm-hmm. see that every day. And I think it's so powerful because it's inspirational, mm-hmm. it's self-growth, and it's you.
Yeah. And if you think that this law of attraction is somewhat weird or something, let me tell you something. Oprah follows the law of attraction. Jim Carrey follows the law of attraction. Yep. Kevin Hart, all of these Hollywood names, these big Hollywood names, follow the law of attraction.
They do. Because it's
awesome. It's awesome. What's the biggest takeaway you took away from that, from The Secret?
I actually just watched it last night just to kind mm-hmm. of refresh myself. The biggest takeaway is to ask, believe, and mm-hmm. receive.
Amen. Oh, that made me so happy that you said that.
Yeah, because it's true. It's very true.
So everybody needs to watch The Secret.
They do. So after listening to this podcast,
go on YouTube.
You're going to go on YouTube or your Netflix account, mm-hmm. and you're going to watch it.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
It's so nice. It's such a good, it's a good video.
It's great.
I'm excited for listeners to listen to this. Because I see you as a friend and as a mentor.
Thank you.
And seeing you on Instagram and all that stuff, I see a lot of the behind the scenes things that you do. Mm-hmm. So from helping people, making people happy, I'd like to compare you to like a person like Ellen or Oprah.
Oh, wow. That's
and I have that
huge.
Written down.
That's huge.
Because you are making a difference. Mm-hmm. So why is it so important to you to make a difference?
It's important to me to make a difference because I've always considered myself somebody to look up to. Mm-hmm. So you saying that I'm your mentor, it means so much to me because I want to be that person. And I don't really know how many lives I can touch and change and motivate and inspire. But I was just listening to a podcast today. I think it was Lewis Howes. And he said how to be a billionaire. Uh-huh. And I think he said on the podcast that the new definition of a billionaire is to be able to affect a billion lives. Mm-hmm. And I want to be a billionaire. I want to affect a billion lives.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. I like how we're talking to you. I'm noticing how similar we are.
Yes.
I have. I'm the oldest of three. Mm. And then I love working with the city. Mm-hmm. I got an award from the mayor. Which is awesome.
That's amazing.
But I'm noticing the more and more that we talk how similar, like, we are. Mm. And how our goals are so similar.
How they're so aligned. Yeah. I think I had posted something on my story. I don't know what I posted exactly, but you had posted me that you were writing in your journal. Mm-hmm. Posted something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I sent you, like, something I wrote. It was, like, the things I strive to accomplish in life. I sent you this, and I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. It's because we're on the same frequency, mm-hmm. we're on the same wavelength. And that's something that people should take away is there's going to be people that come into your life and they're either going to be there for a lesson or a season. Mm-hmm. And you have to know the difference. I was so naive to have the people in my life for the time that I did because I tried to make it work. Mm-hmm. And something that you have to understand with relationships, family or friends or intimate relationships, if you're trying too hard to make it work, then it's not even worth it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. It's not for you. It's not serving you. Mm-hmm. And that's really important to understand.
So what's some advice you would give aspiring actors or YouTubers or models? Mm-hmm. What's some advice that you would give them that you learned?
It's a journey, mm-hmm. and it's your journey. And you need to have patience with your journey. I understand this person is probably ambitious. Mm-hmm. They want to change the world and they want to create massive miracles. And you will do that.
Yeah.
Within your time. And you really just have to love yourself even more so on your bad days. Mm-hmm. And know that it's just a bad day. It's not a bad life. I can't even tell you the times that I've had where I just, is it worth it? Should I continue? Should I just go back mm-hmm. to school? Those are just moments.
Yeah.
And just let them be moments. I'm a very emotional person, and that is why I practice what I practice every day, because it calms me down. It calms down this ego that I have, and I get so anxious, and I become this person that I don't want to be. Mm-hmm. But it's practicing good habits. It's changing those bad habits, because a lot of our habits are subconscious. We don't even know that we mm-hmm. have all these habits because it's almost like genetics.
Yeah, it's like it's programmed.
You're programmed. Yeah. So it's changing you. And something too, I want people to know, if you really want to be ambitious and you want to be a YouTuber model, don't let your background, your family's background, stop you from amounting. Because if you're having these conversations with yourself, oh, well, I come from a poor family, or you need to start.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You need to start watching videos on YouTube, because we live in the new digital age where it is so easy mm-hmm. to get inspired in a second.
Yeah.
And change your whole mood mm-hmm. right there, right then and there.
I feel like there's a lot of people that sit there and wait for it just to magically appear mm-hmm. without any work done whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I remember I was talking to Glozell, the YouTuber, and she told me, we were talking about people that were starting YouTubes mm-hmm. and getting bigger and stuff. And she told me that for every single person that wants to start and has had a dream of starting a YouTube channel for the last however long, it's too late, because you should have already started.
I think that's so true, because it's a business now. And I actually had done a little YouTube myself mm-hmm. last year, but I was so stuck on the fact that I was having these conversations with myself that I almost feel like it was too late for me. Mm-hmm. But again, with social media, yeah. there's always new things coming out that you can hop on and make a career out of. Mm-hmm. For example, IGTV. I think that is
a That's great, such a great thing.
That is a great way to start a following, mini clippets of YouTube material to eventually have this great following and to be able to create a YouTube channel and have your business mm-hmm. and have your videos be monetized every single month and create yeah. that amazing success for yourself.
What's an experience you didn't think was possible? Looking at your whole career right now, what's something that, like, let's say you would have looked at in high school. So mm-hmm. you're fast forwarding, right? Mm-hmm. And you're in high school and you can look in the future and you see this thing happening. Mm-hmm. And you can't believe it.
I think with acting, modeling, nothing is stable in that mm-hmm. industry.
Yeah.
So auditions come and go. So having to find jobs to create mm-hmm. financial yeah. income every single month, I had the opportunity to audition for Chevrolet Auto Shows. Mm-hmm. And I knew nothing yeah. about a car, about the different trim levels, engines. So a lot of actors are actually in the auto show industry. Little did I know. Yes, it's a great part-time job. And with auto shows, I work with the talent agency Productions Plus, which they have all the talent for all the brands in the auto show. I get to travel now with my new job. And I never thought yeah. I could have a job right now where I'm at, where I'm not this successful actress in Hollywood mm-hmm. yet. But there are jobs and there are opportunities that can give
you're
you that.
You're getting your foot in the door.
Right.
It's
right.
good. So yeah. you're. It's good that you're, you know, experiencing everything.
Yeah. So it's also, you know, I'm pursuing my dreams, but I'm also not letting opportunities like working for the auto show, learning about cars, getting to travel.
That's so cool.
I never thought I could yeah. do that. Yeah.
That's actually so cool. What's the best part so far or the most satisfying moment for you?
Making my mama proud.
That's good.
I would have to say that just because she has been my backbone, my number one supporter since the beginning. Mm-hmm. When I went to her, I think I was not even done with my first year of college and said, I want to go to acting. Mm-hmm. I want to be an actor. It was the hardest conversation.
Yeah.
But seeing what I do now and seeing how ambitious and
how happy it makes
you
too.
How happy it makes me mm-hmm. and how hard I'm working towards it. It definitely, we have a better relationship because yeah. I'm happy with my life and I'm happy with our relationship and I'm just so excited to see where our relationship is in 5 years and to see my success be her success.
That's good.
Because if you know my mom, if anyone were to meet my mom, we are, her kids were her entire life. Mm-hmm.
No, I see it at the events, like at the Alamein events, yeah. all the dance shows, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your dream TV role?
That's a good question. My dream TV role. I had the opportunity to be on a web series with BuzzFeed. Mm-hmm. And if anybody knows anything about BuzzFeed, they're slowly but surely getting into making TV shows. Yeah. So to be a part of that beginning process was really, really exciting. I see myself being a character very similar to myself. Mm-hmm. Ambitious, inspiring, but also has this underlining of just being a person. Mm-hmm. Shows like That's So Raven.
Yeah.
Shows like Gossip Girl. I just see myself on like a young millennial high school, college, mm-hmm. Blackish, just being in the show and in your life and just going through what an average high school, mm-hmm. college person right. goes through. I definitely see myself being that character, but inspiring the people in the show mm-hmm. in my life, kind of similar to how I am.
Do you see yourself writing in the future?
I do, just because the industry is constantly changing
right.
every single year, and we're seeing more diverse people.
I feel like this industry is always about reinventing yourself.
Totally.
Yeah.
I would love to write the story of my grandparents and mm-hmm. how they migrated over here, because I actually was talking to a director, and he was white, And he was telling me how, oh, all these shows are making reboots because everything has been written.
Right.
And in that moment, I was like, yeah, you're right. But then I went home and I really thought about that. And I thought, no, he's mm-hmm. wrong. There's so many stories in the Hispanic culture, the Asian culture, the Indian, like.
Right.
We haven't seen that yet.
Mm-hmm.
Comedy in Mexican television.
So
comedy,
funny.
Comedy in Korean mm-hmm. shows. You know, it's online. You could see yeah. it if you really want to. But to have it be on the American television mm-hmm. screens and American films, we haven't seen any of that yet. Mm-hmm. So I would love one day to write the story of my grandparents and the struggle that they had to go through to come mm-hmm. to America and be the working class, but also be the citizens that created amazing, amazing people like my mother and her siblings who worked really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And although they had to live on food stamps for a little, they just needed some help.
Yeah.
But now all of my mom's and her brothers and sisters own houses now, and their children are going to college, and we created the American dream. And I would love to show that.
That's good. Let's say you can bring back any TV show. And you can be a character on that TV show.
Hmm.
Which TV show would it be? I think for me, it would either be The Office or That 70s Show.
That 70s Show is really good. Hmm. You're putting me on the spot right now. I've never really thought about that. Hmm. I can't think of
for part
a show.
Two. We'll do part two next time. After you win.
Oh, after you thank win.
You. So... where do you see yourself in 10 years?
10 years. I will be 32. Oh, wow. I hope to have started a family
mm-hmm.
when I was younger, growing up with everything. My parents' divorce and somewhat playing the victim.
Yeah.
But quickly came out of that. I was like, I'm never going to have kids. And now having my goddaughter literally being there for the birth and seeing her grow up and create her little personality and just being with all my cousins and so grateful to have the family that I do. I want to start a family around mm-hmm. that age. I feel now it's so different than what it used to be
mm-hmm.
because what it used to be is I would be married now.
Yeah.
And I think by 32, I will have amounted to great success. And I hope to be living in a home. My mom will be living with me, taking care of my kids.
That's good.
And I see myself starting to be a producer and to write my stories because 22 to 32, so much could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear of success stories like, I'm just thinking of like Tupac and Aaliyah. Like they just, their lives changed in a matter of like 3 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
They did so much.
Yeah.
And I see myself, I see that for myself. I see myself being in movies by 25. I
yeah.
see myself in the television screens by 23, 24, and just doing that. But I really want to be a storyteller. I think every artist is a storyteller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I hope to have started all my businesses with my production company, helping my dad with his company. I would love to start a clothing store, a mentorship group for young girls, mm-hmm. just from my pageant background,
yeah.
and hopefully have 7 sources of income.
That's good.
Yeah, that's what I want.
I love that. I love how you're branching out too.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, that's the main thing. That's
yes.
incredible.
Well, it's just growing. It's just changing.
Yeah.
I hope by all of my 20s, I have amounted to all the dreams and goals that I've wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And I just... when I become a young mother, I really want my life to be about my kids. Kind
mm-hmm.
of like Sandra Bullock. She actually just came out on the Bird Box movie on Netflix.
So good.
So good. And she actually read the script about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But she just didn't it didn't resonate with her because she wasn't a mom yet.
Yeah.
But fast forward.
Then she, yeah.
She reads the script. She's like, yes, I felt so many different emotions now because
mm-hmm.
I'm a young mom. And even being a mom, she... doesn't work because she's trying to just be there for her kids and not
yeah.
miss those moments that are so important. And she joked in an interview I was watching, she said, yeah, maybe by the time they're 14, 15, they piss me off, I'll just go to Spain and do a movie. And I was like,
yeah.
yes, I totally see myself being just like her and a young mom, being all about my kids, but also when work calls, gotta go to work.
What's your ultimate goal?
My ultimate goal is to inspire people to do what makes them happy. Mm-hmm. And I say that because tomorrow's not guaranteed.
Right.
So your goal needs to be realistic and you need to be doing it now. And I really feel, even right now in my life, I am somewhat inspiring people and then motivating them to find their happiness and create their life and their happiness.
Right.
So if I can do that now and do that when I'm 32, when I'm 42 and so forth, I think I will have succeeded that.
And if you can go back in time, mm-hmm. what's something you would tell your younger self?
Oh, my lost little soul. I would tell myself, Ariana, don't stop what you're doing. Don't stop experiencing. Mm-hmm. Don't stop learning. And don't stop being you.
That's powerful. That's powerful.
Thank you.
So, thank you.
Oh my gosh, it's
for
the
doing
end.
This.
I love this.
I love this too. We need to sit back down.
Yeah, we do.
And talk about different things.
I'm down.
But I really, really am happy that you did this. And I'm happy that the listeners are going to get to know you and see this different side of you.
Mm-hmm.
Because seriously, you are going to change the world and it's going to be insane. I'm going to be sitting here on the sidelines. I'm going to be like, that's Ariana. Like,
what are you talking about? I'm going to bring you with me.
We'll both be up there.
Absolutely.
You'll be on my show. I'll be on yours.
Yep. Yep.
I'm excited.
We're going to tag team this whole
Hollywood
industry.
Let me tell you, we text about this all the time. We're going to change this world. I'm excited. But Ariana,
too.
Thank you so much. Where can people find you?
People can follow me on Instagram at alimas with three S's.
Okay.
My Twitter handle, I'm not much of a tweeter. I really just tweet stuff that I read about. So there's that. I am thinking of doing my YouTube again, so just kind of hold off on that. I do have my reels on there, so if you kind of want to see a little bit of
subscribe.
My acting,
might as well
subscribe. And what else? Snapchat, same as my Instagram, alimas. And what other social media?
Should we invite them to your pageant, maybe?
Oh, yes. If you guys are in the Arcadia area, thank you so much.
No problem.
You can come to prelims on January 26th or the final show, which is the most exciting, January 27th.
I'm so excited for you.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy you're going to be there.
I'm going to be there. No, I bought my ticket. I'm excited.
You're amazing.
No, thank you so much for doing this. It really means a lot.
Absolutely. And I'm so excited to really just see where you take this. Aww. And again, everything that I just told my little self, apply it to you.
I have been. I've been thinking about it. And it's like I've actually listened. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lot of interviewers that interview but don't actually listen to what their interviewee is saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to listen. And I was listening to every single thing that you said, and I was like, it's like, dang, it's a good lesson.
Good nuggets.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. No, no, but thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate it. Such an inspiring conversation with my friend and mentor, Ariana Lemus. I'm so happy and grateful that she took the time out of her busy schedule to sit down with me and tell me about her story. I hope that something within this podcast resonates with you and inspires you to live a greater life. She's such an amazing person, such an amazing role model. I highly recommend that you follow her on all her social media. She is under the username at alemus with three S's spelled A-L-E-M-U-S-S-S. My name is Andro, otherwise known as Macho Man Andro. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram under the username Macho Man Andro, M-A-C-H-O-M-A-N-A-N-D-R-O. Just a quick reminder, Macho Talks is available on all major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play, and is also available online at machotalks.com, machotalks.com, with a new episode every Thursday, a new guest, and a new set of topics. This was such an amazing episode. Thank you for listening. This was Macho Talks.